All right, so I was debating on whether or not I was going to share this resource with you guys, but you know, a lot of people are looking for an easier way to get started before starting and doing a VSL, before doing a VSL, just kind of a way that they can kind of get the ball in with Avatorial and start rewriting Avatorials. Let me tell you a story, right? Back in 2011, there was this phase of making money online called the acai berry phase, right? Where people discovered free trials. Affiliate marketers discovered free trials selling supplements, and there begun this advertising evolution revolution of affiliates trying to upgrade their EPC on their landing pages, right? So they had their advertorial, they were selling free trials, and it was insanely profitable. Facebook had no rules, Google had no rules. It was a total wild west, and these guys were doing absolutely whatever it took to boost the EPC on their landing pages. And as things started to grow, affiliates obviously got more and more aggressive. They started doing things that they weren't allowed to do. They started doing things that made them not want to be seen by other people, and they started becoming the black hat affiliate marketing phase was born, right? And what Black Hat eventually turned into on the advertorial side was a few things, right? That using fake news websites was way more profitable when you make it look like a news company like Forbes or Fox News or People Magazine is doing a story about you. They figured out that if it did it like that, it was way more profitable. They figured out that if they used celebrities, endorsements in their ads, it was way more profitable. And they figured out if they just had a bunch of testimonials and made this kind of, they cracked the code on if you had unlimited money and you could make the perfect advertising campaign on the planet that was the most profitable landing page you could ever create. If you could have a magic wand and wave the most profitable magic landing page you could create, these guys figured out how to do it. Here's what you don't want to do. What you don't want to do is ever do anything that's fake or bullshit for your brand. The point of the VSL Masterclass is to build lifelong, amazing brands that you can exit, right? We're after this to make the most money so we can grow and be the best versions of ourselves and give back to people. And if you do bullshit, all bullshit falls and dies in a flaming, burning death, and you have to always start over at zero. So I want you to do amazing things and make everything that you do in your campaign truthful. However, it's not gonna lie that these Black Hat affiliate marketers have discovered a way, and I learned about these a long time ago. I learned after basically years and years of affiliates battling and trying to boost EPC so they could pay the most amount to get a sale, four different advertorials appeared that became the reigning kings of basically the Black Hat acai berry phase, right? And I've clicked the link, I've added it below. What you don't wanna do is you don't wanna go in here and study these landing pages and look at Christie Brinkley and Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Bill Gates and all these different celebrity advertorials and start reverse engineering it. What you don't want to do is just like if you wanted to hire a celebrity, you would replace this certain authority figure and redesign the advertorial so you're not hitting Facebook's algorithm, because Facebook detected all these landing pages, right? They know that these certain pages are it, right? So anybody who tests anything remotely like this, you're going to instantly get banned. But you know what some affiliates do, and I do not recommend you do this, is they go on and they maybe use a celebrity they want to hire and they just test them out to see if it kind of works for them, to see if the EPCs are there, to see if the sales that they could possibly get in the future are there. And then they go off and they create it for real and they hire celebrity for real and they go build this real thing. Now that they have the confidence that they know, hey, this celeb converts, hey, this angle converts, hey, this really works. You don't want to do something like that. But what these pages are they are amazing to-do lists, right? Like if you were to reverse engineer this page and go out and like try to create a page just like this, get a celebrity for real for your brand, get the before and after pictures for your brand. Like, these are the highest EPC landing pages that basically could really ever be made. You know, if you could wave a magic wand, that's what these guys did, because they didn't care about truth. They didn't care about anything. It was Black Hat affiliate stuff. It was just basically dark side laser beams coming out of your finger type of a marketing magic. But at the same time, it is the truth, right? It is the most powerful thing you could possibly do if you had a multi-million dollar budget. And I did hear a story one time from a mattress company, the founders of Tuft & Needle. They were talking about how, you know, they wanted to get into mattresses, so they uploaded a website with like, hey, buy a mattress, $800 discount, and somebody bought, and they refunded the customer, and they went out and started the mattress company, Tuft & Needle, and it became an amazingly successful business. So there's definitely a lot, like one of the keys to business success is testing as light as you possibly can to get the confidence that what you're putting up is going to work. Yeah, that's just do what you want with what you have, right? Take what I'm telling you however you want to take it, right? But the moral of the story is, I'm going to link it below. If you go down to page 100 On this document, you'll find the best of Black Hat advertorials in skincare, in muscle, in brain, and in diet, right? Those are the four biggest ones. And there has been, I've seen thousands of advertorials over my career of fake celebrities and all these different things. And from what I've heard in the data that I researched from years ago, like these were the top four ones. And definitely do not rip and run these things, right? Because you will be banned immediately. There's a guy named Akshay Montoya who is very good. If you're looking to design an advertorial, he's very good at designing and putting stuff in, right? If you just go to him, it's very inexpensive, and he's the best. He's the number one guy in the industry for doing design. So go to him. He'll help you design a landing page that's totally custom, looks great. And yeah, that's it. So if you want to get started before you do VSLs with something easy, right, I highly recommend, or if you want to hire a celebrity, I highly recommend also just rewriting an advertorial, something like this, getting the celeb on the page if you already hired them, right, getting the before and afters on the page, getting in this order. Maybe you can reach out to People Magazine or reach out to one of these website companies or Good Morning America and ask if you can pay for a blog post on their website, and you give a specifically crafted message that was handwritten that, like, you pay to have your sales pitch there as if it looks like they wrote it, but actually your team wrote it, and they just approved the sales page post. That is an amazingly profitable idea. So, yeah, click the button below for the resources. It's the old VSL Bible. It's basically a collection of all the biggest affiliate campaigns that were basically Black Hat affiliate campaigns that ran below. You always want to run truthful stuff in your brand because that's going to make you the most money in the long term. So let's focus on you making the most amount of money in the long term. I don't want to leave you without this resource below or leave you without these ideas. So click the button below, study the advertorials on page 100 and beyond, and start reverse engineering your own advertorial and getting made. Peace.